Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell me how many results you get and going back to when. And my point is, this is a long-time problem, and I don't know if it's a long-term thing with any short-term solution or not. Robert Jenkins joins us now, our friend, a local defense attorney and a former state public defender. You know the system inside and out, don't you, Robert?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm well. Good morning. Thank you. I saw they had a meeting uptown of some people that I didn't know the area. They called it Hudson, I think. What is the new law now? And here's the thing I wonder about is, do the teens know this or do they care? The juvenile offenders.
From my position, they don't care. And the court has decided, I believe rightfully so, that if a juvenile gets arrested and they let out on bond and they get arrested again while they have pending charges, they may hold them. And that's something I think that is good, because it's going to get to the teens that they're not going to just go in and out of the system.
You know, I guess the other thing, as I say that, asking you if they care or not, just as word gets around on the street about the police don't have time for this, response time that, low manpower here in this district between this time and that time, maybe word will get around about this. Or again, do they care, knowing that? I guess what I'm asking, Robert, when I was a kid, the idea of going to jail was, and I'm sure it was the same thing for you, where it was such an abstract concept, you never even thought about what would happen or what wouldn't. But
that's exactly correct.
And these kids don't care, right? I mean, to them, it's no big deal. You go to jail.
No, they don't care, because they know how the system works, that, you know, quickly a parent or guardian will get them out and back on the street with the same friends doing the same thing again. So they don't care. So that's the thing. And the idea is, they know the system well enough that they think that, well, I'm honest enough to tell you that, well, we don't have enough beds. They can't hold all of us. So the problem is, they know it well, so we got to address that. And I know it's going to sound terrible, but I remember when I first started this, we had the old tent city over to my parish prison.
Right.
And the juveniles didn't like it because it was cold in the winter and hot in the summer. And that was enough to stop them from going through the system, keep coming back. But, you know, we're not doing that anymore. We need space as well.
Did we get away from it? First of all, in terms of the prison, I understand how you can, not prison, jail, how you can build a new jail, and then all of a sudden you don't have enough beds. And I understand the thought process initially was, well, we don't want to be in the jail business, but you do have to be realistic about it, don't you, Robert?
Well, you have to be, and not only that, I've said this many times, we talked our way into this. It's not where you can talk to them and say, hey, don't do this again, you're going to be in trouble. The idea is, they know they're going in and coming back out. So we have to get tougher, and I've said it many times, not only on the juveniles, on the parents and our guardians.
And we'll pick it up there when we come back, as I was getting ready to ask you about the parents. Robert Jenkins, our friend. And look, Robert tells it as it is. There are a lot of things that I would think, Robert, you get a lot of grief for that people don't want to hear. But again, I don't know anybody more qualified to talk about it than you, because you've been there, done that, seen it all. Robert Jenkins, defense attorney, former state public defender. I did ask Robert one time if he would defend me were to find myself in any trouble, and I think his exact words were, you couldn't afford me. Time now traffic, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Robert Jenkins, our guest, a defense attorney, our friend, former state public defender. Robert, I couldn't afford you, could I?
Yes, you could. I'm sure you could.
You'd help me out. I know you would. Speaking
of
that. Thank you. Speaking of that, I don't anticipate any trouble, by the way, just so you know. Speaking of the parents, as we were talking about the vehicle, first of all, juvenile crime and vehicle break-ins, is that at the top of the list now, vehicle break-ins, as it relates to juvenile crime?
Well, it is, in terms of the NOP and our citizens, because it happens so much in so many areas, and it really is a tear on our city. So in terms of the police department, they make these arrests of these juveniles, and a day later, 2 days later, they see them back on the street, and they're doing the same thing again. So yes, the answer is yes.
So we were talking earlier about being kids, and you know, the thought of going to jail, what would happen with your parents and everything else? Forget the jail. A parent would be the worst part of it. Here, that's not the case. But yet, you know, you hear about poverty. What happens with the parents? You know, I got a kid that's been frequently arrested. Do I keep paying a lawyer to get him out? Do I use the system knowing that they're only going to keep him for a little while, and maybe that's where he belongs anyway?
Well, you know, like you just said, a lot of grief comes about, you know, when we talk about this. But unfortunately, the way we look at it is that we see a lot of the parents of these kids going in and out of the system themselves, so that doesn't help. But what we also have found out, many of them are getting government assistance, some form, state or federal. And that's the way I think we can control this, because I don't mean like one time and maybe two or three times, then you're going to start seeing something happen with the money coming in. We're going to stop it. We're going to take it, whatever. I guarantee you that then we'll have the parent or guardian making sure that that kid is at home. They're not out after school hours, and our juvenile crime would drop down, you know, because in any case, they may not have it themselves, but they're getting government assistance, so we can start there.
And you can even do it, maybe, as you say that, on a graduated scale where, okay, first time, you know, we'll hit you at 5% or something like that. Second time, it goes up to 30, and then the third time, you lose it completely. How do the parents, what is the scenario here where, I would presume there's some kind of common behavior where you get a call, your kid's been locked up again. Do they get a lawyer? Do they get a public defender?
Well, in most of the cases, they'll get a public defender to assist them. And see, there you go. Well, the system works for them because they don't have to pay for a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And secondly, they know that in many cases, especially vehicle break-ins, they will be back out, back at home, back running the streets. So there's nothing that really forced them to do what they need to do in terms of parenting.
Along those lines, and I know this is a general statement, but you've worked within that system. Where does right and wrong come into this? Do the parents even care about that anymore, what's right or what's wrong? Or is it just if you can get away with it and you don't get arrested and you don't bother me, I don't care what you do?
To me, it's that ladder. You know, if you get away with it, you'll be home. We don't care. You come on with a bike that the parents know they didn't buy, there's no big deal about it. So the outcry is always the same. Nobody's going to help me. Nobody's trying to help me unless you help yourself. And the idea is, look, I've sat there, Tommy, with many of them many times, and they want to blame everybody but themselves. Mm-hmm. They blame the system. They blame America, you know?
I just don't know how we lost sense of right and wrong. How, like you're talking about with the bicycle, you know damn well I didn't buy it for you, and I know you didn't buy it, so you had to have and nobody gave it to you, so you had to have stolen it, and they just don't care.
They don't care.
And you, when you talk about the parents being in and out of jail, in a way, they're kind of teaching their kids how to be prisoners or instead of productive citizens?
That's correct. But again, even then, the psychology behind it is to blame others. Blame others for my trouble. Nobody wants to help me. And that's not fair. That's not fair at all.
Robert, I appreciate your time. I really do. I know we'll talk to you again, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You bet. Robert Jenkins, defense attorney, former state public defender, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, asking you, do you think the car break-in problem will get better in the near future? 100% of you are saying, no, I don't think it will either. And if that's how you feel, then you have to look ahead, right? So if you're looking ahead, what does that portend for living in Orleans Parish and leaving your car out at night? I saw a story the other day. Somebody left the car open so they wouldn't get broken in, and somebody the window wouldn't get broken, and somebody stole a raincoat out of the car. What? How do you? Where does all of this junk go? Is there a black market for used raincoats? We'll be back right now. Time for WWL First News with Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.